While small companies like Gateway try to position themselves for that niche market for healthy beef, the overall market for healthy foods appears to be growing. What else could explain Kentucky Fried Chicken's announcement today offering new oven-roasted chicken? If you visited a fast food restaurant lately, you may have noticed that KFC is just jumping on the bandwagon. Most menus now include what at least claim to be more healthy dining options: bunless burgers, skinless chicken sandwiches, and all manner of salads. Amy O'Connor is the deputy editor of Prevention Magazine, and she joins us now to help figure out if low-fat fast food is a reality or an oxymoron. Amy, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Is it possible to eat healthier if you're going to visit a fast food restaurant? I mean, can you visit a fast food restaurant and find something on the menu that won't do as much damage and won't add as many inches to your waistline?
Yes, it is possible to make healthier choices than most of what's on the menu.
Now, you said healthier. You didn't say healthy.
Right. The problem with all fast food is that it's extremely energy dense. And what that refers to is the number of calories per ounce. So if you go to a fast food restaurant and you order a hamburger and a slice of pie, that meal is going to have more calories than the equivalent meal you'd make at home, just because of the way it's prepared. And the healthy choices, from what I've noticed, are not the ones that are being marketed very aggressively. The food products that are being marketed are the ones that are being marketed to kids, and those are the hamburgers, the French fries, the Happy Meals. They tend to be very high in fat and calories, and it's very difficult to maintain your weight by eating them.
Yeah, I can't remember a national campaign about the salads, although there are some companies that are touting their low-carb options.
Right, which is pretty easy to make a hamburger low-carb. You just take the bun off and you wrap it with lettuce. You know, these fast food companies have been telling us for months that there are healthier foods on the menu, and it's sort of been like looking for weapons of mass destruction. You know, they keep saying they're there, we keep looking, and yes, there are relatively healthy choices, but these aren't the kind of foods that any nutritionist would recommend that anybody eat on a regular basis.
So for those folks that are on the go, who are faced with the choice of either going hungry or going through the drive-thru, give us a quick list of healthy or at least healthier options on the menu.
Sure. At Arby's, we were very excited to find broccoli on the menu. It's hard to find, but they do offer a broccoli and cheddar baked potato, and I know that potatoes are getting a bad rap these days because everybody's eating low carb, but if you're going to eat potatoes, baked potatoes are the best way to eat them.
So that's one item.
A lot of these salads are okay because they do contain greens, and Americans don't get enough greens. However, if you do eat a salad, that's a good thing. You just need to be very careful what you put on top of these salads and what these salads come in. For example, Taco Bell has a wonderful salad with beans and all sorts of great things in it, but it comes in a very high-fat taco shell.
A big fried taco shell.
A big fried taco shell. So if you throw away the taco shell and you just eat the salad, you'll do pretty well.
Now, since we began this conversation with KFC, I guess we should return there. What are the healthier items on their menu?
You know, chicken is a healthy food, and a lot of people like it. If you order the original recipe chicken breast and remove the skin, or get baked chicken of any kind and remove the skin, you're going to get a good, healthy serving of protein, relatively little fat, and you'll get away with under about 200 calories. So that's not too bad.
And the mashed potatoes and the biscuit?
Skip it. And skip the chicken pot pie. It's a very wholesome-sounding food that is loaded with fat and calories and sodium.
Amy, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Amy O'Connor is the deputy editor of Prevention Magazine.